Each day, we make deposits into the lives of those we meet along the way. And that is never more true than in our own families. Whether a parent or child, we're not merely house guests. We've been loaned to each other to learn to love and cultivate values that we can pass along to future generations. But it's not always easy, is it? No matter the age or era, each phase of family life has its joys. But has your relationship with your parents or children recently brought you some tribulation? Well, I pray this meditation from Ephesians chapter 6 will help you find healing. You will discover the humility to love and the focus to forgive, to model the same tender loving kindness that your Heavenly Father shows you, His child. So to begin your time of meditation, settle into this holy retreat and surrender your pride and concede to divine guidance. Notice your eyes beginning to move from open through a soft gaze to shut. Notice your breathing. And start to become mindful of the tender, loving care of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from Romans chapter 13. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, help me to always show kindness. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. So, Lord God, help me to always show kindness. For the commandments are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So, Lord God, help me to always show kindness. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And Lord God, help me to always show that kindness. Spend a few moments being mindful of tension-filled opportunities to show tender loving kindness. Points to experience the healing that God is offering. I want you to brace for this harsh question. But who do you resent? It may not be parents or children. It could be a neighbor, a coworker. But who does the Holy Spirit bring to mind when you hear the word loathing? Now turn the tables. You knew this was coming. Who might harbor those same feelings towards you? Don't fight against these emotions. I realize they can be powerful. But for now, let the feelings and names just rise to the surface. Note them for a moment and release them into the hands of Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. Now turn your focus away from past pain to present loving care. Center on the courage also to forgive. Center on the strength to love. Whisper, Lord God, help me to always show kindness. Abide in this peace and be centered by the peace and shalom of God. Center too on your breathing. Bring attention to each breath. Take one deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a moment. And then slowly exhale through your mouth. Several times. Each quick inhale brings healing. Each slow exhale releases hurt. As you breathe in and breathe out, meditate on the healing peace and shalom of God. Relax here for another moment, breathing and contemplating on God's healing peace. Don't be surprised if your mind drifts to relationship conflicts. That's fine. But celebrate those as reminders to center back on your breathing and silently whisper, Lord God, help me to always show kindness. Now in continued silent contemplation, reflect on the first of three scripture readings from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2 from the Common English Bible. Imagine the Apostle Paul giving you his personal reflection from this passage. My dear friend in the faith, I know it can be complicated, but remember the commandment to honor your father and mother is the first one with a promise attached, so that things will go well for you and you will have a long life on earth. What in the passage were you most grateful to hear? Well, listen once more for how your heart is moved by this holy scripture. Remember the commandment to honor your father and mother is the first one with a promise attached, so that things will go well for you and you will have a long life on earth. What will you hold on to from this second reading? Well, may the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the Amplified Version. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, that is, accept their guidance and discipline as His representatives, for this is right. For obedience teaches wisdom and self-discipline. Honor and esteem and value as precious your father and your mother. Be respectful to them. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you, and that you may live a long life on earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to the point of resentment with demands that are trivial, or unreasonable, or humiliating, or abusive, nor by showing favoritism or indifference to any of them. But bring them up tenderly with loving kindness in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. What in the passage brought you the deepest peace? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, don't feel the need to react to the passage. Just let it settle in a way that transcends words. Listen once again from the New American Standard Bible. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most want to communicate with God in this time of silent contemplation? Well, this time is now yours as a gift of prayer. He is available to you, so take a minute now. Pause if you need or want more time. But appeal to Him now in your way and in your words. Using your divine imagination and creativity for a moment, I want you to imagine yourself standing before the parent or the child or friend or coworker that is causing you most strife. What is your emotional state? I want you to see their face. What are the words you say to them? You don't respect me. You never listen to me. You never honor me, and you don't show me your love. You never spend time with me. Take a minute now as you watch their face become that of Christ and hear his voice as he whispers back to you, "Where is your respect for me? Where is your honor for me? Where is your love? Where is your time spent with me?" Let the tears come as he embraces you and whispers, "My child, your heart is all I want. I forgive you." Take this minute to take on the mind of Christ and be Christ to those around you. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of God's tender, loving care, celebrating the joy of surrendering your own motives to allow God to bring healing to your family conflicts. As you experience his divine peace, be aware of someone you may meet along the path in need of tender, loving care. How might God use you to bring his healing to another? Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction, to remember that even though it may be complicating, honor your father and mother so that things will go well for you and you will have a long life on earth. And extend that same honor, love, and tender loving kindness to all you encounter. May you know the love of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the forgiving care of God now and always. And when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, whisper, "Lord God, help me to always show kindness." Mindful of the healing offered by the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.